Can I also ask, I'm not sure Ken or Paul, but either of you would be willing to address what the showstoppers are in terms of costs, electric rate impacts in the state of Maine, and what is included in the Public Utility Commission consideration of a long-term power purchase agreement discussion for this project or other offshore wind projects?
When the legislature decided that, you know, that we wanted to move forward, and of course we realized that this is really research and development work, you know, that you gotta be willing to put something into the project or you're never gonna go forward because it's research. So what we did is that we established a cap, and I'll explain the cap, that says we could support above market rates up to a certain point for this project, and that equates to about $10 million a year for a long-term contract for 20 years. So if you think about it, that we're asking ratepayers, because ultimately that's who pays the $10 million, to invest up to $200 million to move this project forward. Now, at some point, I certainly can't say that that's enough or not enough, but that's what the decision around the financial point will be, is how much will the project cost, and considering it is research, it's not trying to compete with existing sources, but it's really making an investment for the future. So I'm not sure that that answered that question, but we do have a cap within the legislation that says the PUC can authorize a long-term contract up to this amount of money above market, as well as there were other conditions that said that, you know, that there had to be a showing of the commercial capability, how it's going to flow out from the standpoint of economic development within the state. There was quite a list of criteria in it, just in addition to the cost aspect. So hopefully that answered a portion of that question.
The environmental impact, that's going to have on the entire system, the length of your cable and what that's going to do to lobstering, to ground fishing, to shrimp, which has already had a couple of dismal years. And those, you're talking about environmental economic development, but you've only, your comment was only around the wind generation. Now, are you going to put enough into the state's economy to give us all jobs and replace that $1 billion to the state's economy if we get put out of business when you start putting in 500 turbines? That's a lot more than 4 square miles.
So can I ask Darrell, just from the environmental showstoppers, from the perspective of the Federal Permitting Agency, you know, are there any environmental showstoppers potentially for a project?
I don't have a specific one I can address with you, to say an environmental showstopper. There are no potential, there are no projects at the moment, but I can point out offshore Rhode Island, where we just made a decision to exclude certain areas from potential leasing because of fishing community concerns. So, you know, it's that we have had that experience as recently as within the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Rick, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, so that's an example of where the fishing community can come together and work to offer advice to the agencies to define areas that are very important. We did that in Rhode Island. And how we worked that, we got all the industries together in a room. We sat down with charts and put our special spots all on it and overlaid them and came up with areas that were utilized by several fisheries. And that was something that BOEM used to determine high activity areas. I'm not saying that's the solution to every region, but that's what worked for us. We recognize that the entire area that they're considering is super important to us, but there were some areas that were just ridiculous as far as central fish habitat for spawning and life cycle of all these different animals that live on Cox's Ledge and Rhode Island. So by getting together and working collaboratively, we were able to offer that information to the agency where they were able to remove that area from Rhode Island. And it was super helpful, and I would suggest that.
Thank you.